Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Kim Ariano, and this is the Walk the Talk with Kim show. I'm so glad all of you can join us today. It's the end of January. We should be right in the middle of wintertime, and it's feeling a little like spring. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. I am doing well, Kim. How are you today?
It's wonderful. I've been outside today. I understand you have not.
Yeah, I've been stuck in the fishbowl here and observing a beautiful day out there. So, it's not quite the same as participating in a beautiful day out there.
No, but you can dream.
I can dream.
You can think about it. Well, does this affect traffic when it's nice like this, for the better or worse?
It really does. It's much better out there on the freeway than it is when it rains,
when
that's
it rains,
for sure.
It's nasty. Well, yeah. That must be nice. Although I'm seeing the freeway's pretty packed up, so maybe
well,
not
just
so much.
In a small portion of southbound 405,
there
it
you
is.
Go.
But if it were raining, they would all be backed up. So
it would be horrible. Yeah. Well, welcome. You're listening to another wonderful episode of the Walk the Talk with Kim show. And last week we did something a little bit different and it worked out really well for us. So we're going to do it again today. So all of you out there that volunteer for nonprofits or are executive directors or work for nonprofit and community-based organizations, and it's not just nonprofit, please do give us a call. And you can call us at area code 425-373-5527 or toll free at 888-298-5569. And I'll repeat those numbers. But what we're looking for is for you to call us up. Tell us about your organization. Do you have any events that are coming up? We want to hear about them. We want to hear about you and your passion and why your organization is important. And let's let the listeners know that you are walking the talk and help out your organization. So please do call in. Again, those numbers 425-373-5527 or toll free at 888-298-5569. One of our last week callers was a woman by the name of Debbie Peterman, who called in on behalf of the Snoqualmie Valley Community Network. And one of the things that she had talked about was a suicide prevention talk that they had last night that I went to, and it's about youth suicide prevention, also regular suicide prevention. It sounds horrible, but it's everybody.
Sure.
And the stats are amazing. 1 in 20 people considers suicide in any given period of time or even tries to commit suicide. And the lessons that I really learned in talking with this organization are many people who are thinking about suicide give you clues, give you cues. Many people, different cues before they actually make any kind of attempt. And the message that I got, if I got anything else, is that it's okay to directly ask somebody, are you thinking of committing suicide? Mm-hmm. And that's hard to say. It's even hard for me to say right now. Can you imagine saying that to somebody else?
Yeah.
But that courage and moving through that embarrassment, that could save somebody's life. And most times, if somebody is going to commit or thinking about it, they will be honest with you. They're going to tell you if they are, and they've been waiting for someone to ask them. If they're not, oh, boo-hoo, you've got a little of an embarrassing situation,
right.
And then
boy,
you can laugh about it and move on.
Yeah, it's all right.
It doesn't matter. So ask and be ready to help somebody. It takes all of us in this fishbowl that you so aptly named. It takes all of us looking out for each other to get through. So I applaud people. I know that there's more programs coming up, and I'm going to put the information on the website for those of you that want more information about the suicide prevention program, or if you are thinking of it. It's, if you are thinking of committing suicide, it is not a abnormal thing. There is a lot of help out there, and we'll make sure we get that information on as well. So again, if you're a nonprofit organization or a community-based organization, we want to hear about what's going on in the community. Give us a call and let us know, 425-373-5527 or call toll-free at 888-298-5527. 5569. As always, the Walk the Talk with Kim show is brought to you by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation, a wealth of experience, and a kind, compassionate attitude from Pearson Law Firm. That is the Pearson Promise. And so I wanted to welcome our guest today. Our guest is Susan Livingston. She is with an organization or owns the business, the Lasso Group, and they are a very dynamic marketing organization. And I asked Susan to come on today because I have an incredible amount. I'm in awe of you because you have this incredible ability to really connect with an organization and individuals about their essence and are able to really help them with that as it relates to their marketing. And I think one of the things that nonprofits are really good at is they have a lot of heart and they have a lot of passion behind what they do. But I believe that you have some really great tips that we can talk about today and to help these organizations take that passion and that that focus and that goal and really put it into an effective campaign. So I wanted to invite Susan on today. Welcome, Susan.
Thank How are you? I'm well. Thanks for having me.
I love having you. And you also are very involved in a lot of community events and a lot of nonprofit organizations. So thank you for walking the talk.
You bet.
My pleasure. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
My background is a little bit mixed bag. I'd spent several years in public policy, both health and education at both the state and federal level. Got an education in how things work, how policy and ideas translate into real policy that affects real people in the world. And then the second chunk is in brand marketing. A lot of that time was with Nike, and over the last 20 years, I've consulted with a wide range of clients, some for-profit, some nonprofit, government, academic, and the large chunk of that work is around branding and brand marketing, brand strategy.
And what do you find as you work with all these organizations? Where's the piece that they're needing the most help with as it relates to branding, do you think?
Well, I think for a lot of organizations, whether it's a for-profit, a nonprofit, or an individual, it's the initial hurdle is taking the time to step aside, to get off the treadmill of the everyday work and to think about who they are, what their unique value proposition is, and to really take the time as a team to develop that intentionally and then to have that brand drive everything they do through their strategic planning.
Mm-hmm. And what motivated you to start your own business and your own company?
I think the primary motivation was to be able to combine all my background and training and experience with really contributing to my local business community and the greater Puget Sound market and certainly nationally now. And my heart is really in public-private partnerships, so relationships between for-profit, non-profit. Sometimes it's government, sometimes it's academia. But I've worked in all those zones, and I understand how decisions are made, how money flows, how the general processes flow in those places, and I'm interested in how they work together to find common goals and to bring resources to the table and work together.
That's wonderful. So there's probably a lot of people out there. In fact, you and I both know them that start their nonprofits. You know, right. Sometimes they're animal rescue organizations or they're something that's near and dear to their heart. And they're one man, one woman shops or one woman volunteer kind of organizations. And the thought of making any investment in marketing is so foreign to them on a lot of different levels because their heart is here. It's not in creating a marketing campaign, but they realize in order to move forward, that's something that they need to do. What would you tell someone like that who's saying, you know, I don't have the talent, the skills, the bandwidth, or the budget to even start thinking about marketing my nonprofit? What would you say to that?
I think it depends really what your goals are. Are you trying to just join a larger cause movement as part of the region or country and just contribute and sort of rally your personal resources and micro community toward that? Or are you really trying to drive substantial fundraising to really build a community around your specific nonprofit as part of the larger effort toward the cause? So depending on the goals, folks who are involved with nonprofits will want to visit the concept of marketing cautiously, but I would encourage them to think about it. Marketing can get to be kind of a dirty word, and really what it's about is connecting your value with the people you want to have hear it and believe something about your cause or organization. So when we think about it that way, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. And so when you think of marketing, what, you know, talk to me, you know, when I think of marketing, I have my idea of marketing. I think of commercials.
Yeah.
Or I think of a logo.
Right.
What help us understand a little bit, how deep is marketing?
Marketing is really a discipline within just general business practice. I think the very specific piece in terms of more advanced marketing is branding, brand marketing, and really connecting the essence of who you are with specific audiences, getting that audience to think or believe something, and then having that audience do a behavior based on that belief. So I think what we want to do is really focus the audience on thinking about who you're trying to connect with, what do you want them to think or believe, and what do you want them to do with that?
With that information. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I have a nonprofit, so I started a Beagle Rescue organization mm-hmm. back in, and I didn't start it. I was partnering with a woman who is really the force, Judy Kaefler. She's awesome. And in Seattle, Beagle Rescue is still out there. I helped her with it. She's the one who was really the force and the heart behind it. But the first thing that we did is we got a logo. And that's what we did, is we got a logo. And we were affiliated with the larger Seattle Purebred Dog Rescue, which I'll give a plug for that organization right now.
Well, why not, really?
Yes, and we're all talking about nonprofit. If you are out there, we'll step aside and go down a tangent. I'm really good at this. This is where this all gets fun. So Seattle Purebred Dog Rescue is a conglomeration of individuals that have a passion about specific breeds. And the idea around Seattle Purebred Dog Rescue is let's pull all of the breeds, the purebreds, out of the shelters and out of the homes so that the shelter dogs are adopted to people that really don't care about breed. And then people that really care about breed can then go talk to someone who is an expert at that breed. So, for example, I was a breed rep for the Beagles. And so someone who is interested in a Beagle, the first thing that I would tell them is, the number one cause of death of Beagles is getting hit by cars because their olfactory is so strong. If they smell a track, they're going to run out in front of a bus. It's a bad thing. You have to have a fence yard. If you think that they are a golden retriever in a small package, you're very, very wrong. Let me educate you about the breed of the Beagle. And so this organization does that. So if you are interested in a purebred type dog, please, 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 before you think about buying a dog, please visit Seattle Purebred Dog Rescue, and you can reach them at spdr.org, www.spdr.org, and check out and have a conversation with the local breed rep. So there's my little plug. We're going to go to a break, but when we come back, Susan's going to take us a little bit through the process of branding, and I promise we'll bring us back on track. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150. Hi, this is Kim Ariano. Nonprofits and charities get ready to howl. As the brainchild of two women from right here in our own backyards, FetchUpon.com is here to support all of us, from consumers and vendors to local charities and nonprofit organizations. Now, of course, ridiculous deals will be unleashed 5 days a week to curb your growing appetite for savings. Sundays, however, will be completely dedicated to promoting It's All for a Good Cause. Open to all organizations and associations looking for a new way to raise awareness and funding, It's All for a Good Cause is easy and completely free. Times are rough, so if you have an organization or charity that can use extra support and exposure, be sure to contact the FetchUpon team at FetchUpon.com. Don't have a charity or nonprofit to recommend? Get your good citizen cap ready, because FetchUpon.com offers its members a chance every week to make a difference. Ridiculous savings and the opportunity to give back? Don't let this opportunity go to the dogs. Sign up today for free by following the FetchUpon link on my homepage, www.walkthetalkwithkim.com.
There's an exciting new astrology hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
Jerry and Michelle Pearson of the Pearson Law Firm are local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been wronged in our community. If you have a personal injury, automobile accident, property hazard, industrial injury, defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, award-winning Pearson Law Firm can help anywhere in Washington. Contact them today for a free case evaluation at 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473, or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall, stumble, you might fall.
Welcome back to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano, and we want to invite you and welcome you to an event that we are having tomorrow. This is sponsored by Votre Voo. Are you voo-licious yet? Discover you in Votre Voo on January 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Acme Bowling and Events, located in Tukwila across from the South Center Mall. A new vision of skincare and a whole new you, just in time for Valentine's Day. Samples provided. Come down for skin pampering fun. Again, that's Votre Voo, the Voo-licious event on January 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's been so subtle, but I'm using the Votre Voo product, the Lighten Up product. I know nobody can see this because it's radio, and I was about ready to point to it.
Right.
But I've got this.
But we can see it in the
But studio. You guys can see it.
We'll note it for you.
Yeah, and you've known me. Yeah. It has gotten lighter. I've been taking pictures, and my little beauty spot slash age spot.
Sun worshiper.
And I really wasn't. I have very fair, freckly skin. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of got me on the side of my face when I was pregnant with my child. Hormones. Well, this is the second time today that I've talked about how my kids have destroyed my body.
But, cut you off.
Gotta love them. But that was one of the things, is I got this dark spot on my face, and I've been using the product, and it's been going away.
It's working for you.
It's working for me, and my skin feels great. I feel great. I'm taking the Snapdragon beauty drink, and that's great. In fact, my daughter really likes it, so she's drinking it all, and I had to yell at her.
I hear it's voo-licious.
It's voo-licious, let me tell you. It's awesome. Come down and try the Snapdragon product. Take a look at the Lighten Up product and their whole line of skincare again tomorrow, January 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be there, so come on down and say hi and do some bowling and get some free skin product. And it's a good time had by all. So I want to welcome back Susan Livingston with the Lasso Group. And we were talking about branding. Now, specifically, we were talking about new businesses, you know, why a brand is important. Mm-hmm. We got into that a little bit. But why would branding be important for an organization that already has an established brand? Refreshing the brand, is that something important for them to do?
Oh, you bet. Well, a brand can apply to almost anything. It can relate to a nonprofit or community-based organization. It can certainly be part of a for-profit company. It can represent an individual or a product or a cause, an idea, an initiative. So it depends on which type of brand we're talking about. But in general, brand is something that once an organization takes, or a person makes the effort to focus that brand in and really refine it and articulate it clearly, they can launch out with their brand marketing and push it out through all the different channels and play with it and begin to leverage it. But I would suggest about every 18 months or so, it's really critical to revisit, maybe even more frequently, to really revisit your brand, specifically your target audiences, who you're trying to connect with and what the messages are specific to those audiences, and really make sure they're reflecting who your organization is today and driving your specific goals for the current time frame, not 18 months ago when the brand was initially developed.
How does social media, so you've got Twitter and Facebook, how did social media actually change that too? It seems, and the reason why I bring that up is because as you're talking, I was thinking about my experience, and right. I had someone develop a logo, and I have probably about 10 variations of that logo, one for Twitter, one for Facebook. Now I got a new one for my iTunes. By the way, you can now download Walk the Talk with Kim on iTunes.
Terrific.
It's there as of about 2 hours ago. So that's on there. And so you can download this episode and listen to it while you're exercising. But I noticed that there's almost this need of, oh, crud, I've got to redo my logo and throw it up there. So it seems like this whole social media thing, it's like everybody, I think, needs to kind of look at not just their logo, but branding in general, right, from the same perspective.
Well, one of the things to think about with branding is you want your brand to be consistent across all channels and in every part of your organization. So your brand is certainly includes a visual component, so your logo, your color palette, and it includes a set of key messages, your core copy, that would be morphed for different uses. So certainly online, maybe some print. But it also includes your face-to-face experience. So for a nonprofit, it could even include your operations, day-to-day operations. So what is a person's experience when they call your front desk? Is that really an accurate reflection of the brand you want to be projecting? So it's far more than a logo. It's every part of your organization at every level of your organization. And things like social media have really increased the transparency of any brand, and increase the vulnerability along with the opportunities.
How so? Give us an example of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of for-profits specifically, the internet has given the consumer a voice they've never had before. And so certainly it gives us a better, a more leveraged vehicle to connect with more people, to have bigger reach. But it also gives that big reach the opportunity to give feedback about us in a very public forum. And it's super important in terms of brand management to manage your online presence intentionally.
So I think of nonprofit organizations, if they're not monitoring that part.
Right.
You know, there might be an assumption that because you're a nonprofit or you're a charity organization that nobody's saying anything bad about you. That's not necessarily
right.
The case.
Well, and lots of times local nonprofits are very vulnerable just because of what's happening with their cause at a national or international level. So if something horrible happens with dog abuse at, in Philadelphia or wherever, it can really impact what's happening with your donor base and your volunteer base here locally in Seattle.
What are some good resources you think for nonprofits to kind of keep a, what should they be doing? I mean, I'm thinking about the poor, right. I'm thinking about Judy Kathler out there at Seattle Beagle Rescue, who is interviewing. She's got dogs coming in and out. The last thing that she's focused on is her marketing resources, but it's so important.
Right.
What are some of the things you would suggest for that?
Nonprofits are really typically pretty lean with the budget and people resources to do a lot of things that for-profits can do. So there are a couple simple tools you can use. Certainly there's a lot of... there's something called Google Alerts you can set up, and this is a tool, a simple free tool you can use to track what's happening around your cause, around your market, around your donor base, or whatever you want it to be, and they will electronically generate a news feed to you about things that are important to you. So it's an efficient way for a nonprofit to keep track of what's happening both regionally and nationally around their cause and around their partner organizations.
So talk a little bit more about Google Alerts. I wasn't, mm-hmm. I'm not hip on that.
And yeah.
I'm pretty hip on a lot of the stuff right now. I have
yeah.
to, I know how to do a podcast now, which I'm sorry, but that was a huge frustrating, but wonderful. I know all the millennials out there are going like, how could it possibly be frustrating? It's so darn easy. But, I start working with computers before Windows, folks. And so, Control P, I still use to print, and Control C and Control V to cut and paste. So there are things that...
You mean your Commodore 64 is giving you trouble?
I had a Texas Instrument. Thank you very much. And I had to program that because my parents wouldn't buy me an Atari. Anyway, we don't want to go to mommy and daddy issues. But certainly, when we look at computers, there are so many things out there that we don't know. So what's Google Alerts? How does that work?
This is a service provided by Google that allows you to, you can simply go online if you plug into your window, googlealerts.com, or even into your browser. It'll pop up, and it allows you to choose keywords that you enter into a field. So it could be Beagle Rescue Seattle. You mm-hmm. may create another one that says Dog Rescue Seattle, another one that says Dog Rescue U.S., or whatever it may be that's mm-hmm. your interest. And you can select how frequently you want those blasts to be sent to you, and you just receive an email that has updates on specific causes. So I love it as a person that works across multiple industries with a broad range of clients and verticals. It helps me really track on what's happening and what's trending and what the latest hits are, because I can't read everything all day long, and I'm certain that nonprofit folks have a hard time finding the resources to track that stuff daily.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that you just kind of, a question that came to my head is this concept of keywords, because I know everything that I enter online, it says, what are your keywords?
Right.
And so how does keywords fit into your brand strategy?
It's certainly important. Specifically, writing for the web is very different than writing for print. So as you develop your language that you're going to use, it's going to anchor all of your messaging through all of your different channels, so online and in person and just print collateral. You're going to probably have a series of keywords that are filtered down in there. Now, Google uses keywords to figure out how you get found on the internet. So for some nonprofits, that's really important, and others, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a large parent organization at the national or international level, it's probably not that hard for them to find the Seattle affiliate for that. But if you are a local dog rescue organization servicing the Pacific Northwest, you're going to want to make sure that people can find you. So there are all kinds of things to do around search engine optimization. Mm. I strongly recommend that you hire a professional to help you do this. If you get yourself organized, it's a very efficient investment and can really have exponential benefit.
Now, we hear that called SEO or search engine right. optimization. Can you give us a little bit of mm-hmm. people hear that? What is that layman's terms?
Real people words. Let's see. Well, search engine optimization is a sort of the science behind optimizing your web presence so you get seen and found by the people you want to connect with online. So there are ways of doing that. Google typically relies on an algorithm to rack and stack all the different sites that are online. And the Google, unfortunately, the algorithm changes frequently. So good SEO folks are skilled at navigating that and helping you adjust your keywords and how do you organize your content online so that you are continually found. That's why it's important to hire a professional again, because it's ridiculous for an individual to sit and try to track all that.
That's not a core competency. And yeah, I'm assuming that there's all different price ranges out there on sure. how deep or how you want to get into
sure.
that. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, let's walk through the steps. You know, so you're okay. sitting down with somebody. What's some of the first things you would ask them, and how would you go through that process? You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Arellano. Thanks for listening. Come on back. Don't forget, nonprofits, call in. We'll give you those numbers when we come back in.
Since 1977, Pearson Law Professionals have compassionately guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice for insurance disputes and personal injury claims. Pearson Law has secured justice in civil matters with a network of resources, wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Call 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Come join the original Adventure Boot Camp for Women in the Pacific Northwest. 7 years and running. See for yourself what it's all about, an experience you don't want to miss. Adventure Boot Camp is a four-week outdoor fitness program that offers fitness instruction, nutritional counseling, and motivational training, packed with fun and energizing activities designed to help you build a strong, fit body and mind. Whether you want to lose unwanted fat to feel fabulous in your clothes, or if you want to boost your metabolism and renew your energy, this program is for you. Now is the time to get started. Class sizes limited and fills quickly, so go to eastsidebootcamp.com or call Kimbro at 425-890-5037.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor. Wednesday afternoons at 5, starting February 2nd.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk 1150.
Drag you down.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Arellano. Please, if you're a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, this is your opportunity to call in and talk about your organization and what the event is and what you're looking for. If you're trying to raise funding for something, this is your opportunity. And when you call the Walk the Talk with Kim show, we record it and we put it on the website for people to follow up and on Facebook. So this is a free, you're a marketing person, you'd be telling all your clients, you know, hey, take every advantage of free opportunity you can. Especially this type of media, podcasts and blogs and things like that are a way a lot of people get information about your organization. So please call in at 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington at 888-298-5569. Don't be shy. It's not a bad experience. This is your first time on radio. How is it so far?
So far, so good. You
not
tell me.
No, I think you're doing fantastic. Yeah, you're real easy to talk to, and you got a great presence. So
I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
No,
for
it's
me.
Great to have you. We're halfway through this, and then you'll go, man, that time went by so fast. That's usually how it works. So we were talking about branding and the process, and we were getting off on a tangent about you and I get excited about these geeky kind of things, but let's bring it back to the nonprofit world. So if you're going to sit down and talk with an organization, kind of what's the process? Or as folks are out there creating these organizations or even, you know, revamping their messaging, what's the process they need to start thinking about and going through?
Well, I think the first thing to think about is where is your organization in terms of the lifespan of an organization? So are you fresh out of the gates? You typically have a small group of people who are very passionate about a cause, and they're trying to launch something and give some structure to it and push it out into the world. Typically, 2-3 years into it, the initial folks typically pull their closest colleagues and friends around them to do that. They become the board. They bring all their resources, their relationships, their financial resources, their business skills, and their time to launching an organization. And typically around year 3, 4, 5, that board is tired and just ready to hand off to a fresh crew. And that's a time when I typically find myself getting the phone calls from nonprofit organizations and community-based organizations that are ready to really refocus their brand, to revisit all those initial questions that they addressed initially when they launched, but now they're in a different space in their development. So one of the key questions is around our brand. So when we think about brand, we know that it has lots of pieces to it, but in essence, it is what do you stand for in people's minds? What do they count on you for? So it could be your product, it could be your program, your people, your resources, all aspects of an organization. But what do you stand for in the minds of your target audiences?
You know why I love that about what do people expect of you or what do people want from your organization is so powerful, as opposed to I think what we normally ask is what do I do? What do I provide?
Right.
And what I love about that is what do I provide is such a me focused today kind of thing. What does our organization do? We rescue beagles. But right. When you start thinking about it from the outside in, it totally changes your perception. And it's not about reality. It's about perception. And if you don't control that perception, you lose that opportunity to have people really see what it is you're trying to do. I think it also gives you some goals and things to strive for.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really easy, you know, as a nonprofit organization, you know, both of us are on the board of Snoqualmie Valley Women in Business and we're nonprofit. We have our ideas on what we think the organization is, but without really understanding what our customers' experience should be or what they want from our experience, we're never going to grow and expand as an organization.
Right. Well, I think to your point, in terms of goals, I think what brand marketing really is about and brand strategy and positioning is really about mind share.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, not every person you touch with your brand who interacts with your brand may be themselves interested in your cause, but they may have 3 friends that are passionate about your cause.
Good point.
So they may not give time or money to you initially, but they may advocate for your cause or organization. And once you have their mind share, that's the most valuable resource, and that's where the relationship really adds value in the longer haul.
Mm-hmm. How important is a website name? So it seems to me that I have a lot of them that are like svwib.com versus Snoqualmie Valley Women in Business.com. I mean, it seems to me that the actual name on the website, I'm not sure how critical that is? If it's critical, or should you have 10 of them that'll point to one place? I mean, how does that work
these
days? We're
back to the Google algorithm question to some extent. But I think it points to some larger branding questions, which is how much equity do you have behind your brand? Mm-hmm. How powerful is your name, and how much equity is there?
Mm-hmm.
We talked earlier about what are the different components of a brand and what does a brand development process look like.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first step would be to identify target audiences.
Okay.
And that typically would be a primary, probably a secondary, and perhaps a tertiary audience. And the big luxury in my mind is that we can sequence this against time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say for the first 18 months, we're going to have this as our primary, this is our secondary, and this group as our tertiary. But we know that this federal policy piece is going to have the vote on this date. So at about 18 months, we're going to shift those. We're going to flip our primary and secondary audiences. So we have that luxury to play with. So when you're thinking about who your audiences are, don't feel that you're locking yourself down forever in terms of these are the only folks we're ever going to talk to. So again, first step would be your audiences. Who do you want to talk to?
Can you give us an example of an organization and what their primary, secondary, and tertiary would be? Can you kind of bring that so we can wrap our noodles around that?
This is just an example. I'm working with the university healthcare system down south, and they're opening a new center. And it's an extension of their hospital campus, and so it's an outpatient clinic. So when we think about their primary audience, we're talking about the healthcare consumer, the actual patient and decision maker, and also the word of mouth referrers, and actually the 30,000 people that make up that campus community.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this the university is. The secondary audience would be the professional community. So all the docs in the community that would refer, and that also includes the professional academic community across the country, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm. So when you're sitting down and talking with an organization, what you want to know is who is their primary, and mm-hmm. how many of these organizations, when you ask them that question, say, everybody. Everybody's a potential customer
for
me. We
usually start with that. and then they go to the money. I like to encourage clients to think about it in terms of resources. We may develop a brand, but then we also have a strategic plan that presumably has some goals in it. And what we're trying to do is align that brand and that presence with the strategic goals so that it pushes out and connects that value with the right folks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a layered effort. And in isolation, either piece can be really lonesome.
Mm-hmm. How so? Explain a little more.
If you have a strategy, but you don't know who you are, what you're about, and what your value proposition is, you have no idea what differentiates you in the market. You have no idea who... You've done no competitive analysis. You don't really understand what your value system is. It's really kind of lonesome out there.
Mm-hmm,
you can spin your wheels quite a bit. And likewise with the brand, if you may be able to tell your story and connect it with, know who you want to connect with, but if you don't have a plan for how to use your resources efficiently in what order to do things, you can become disoriented in a hurry and throw an awful lot of money and time and people resources toward inefficient and ineffective efforts.
You know, it's interesting. I think where kind of our businesses cross a little bit here is I was thinking about a best practice organization, a hospital organization, and I think it's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I focus on organizational psychology and leadership within organizations. And the marketing piece of that from an internal marketing perspective is really fascinating. So when you think of marketing, it's not just... out to your audience. It's also your internal, what we call our internal customers. And one of the best practices in a hospital type environment is setting your core strategies and your core vision and mission for the organization and making sure that you have a strategic plan to everybody in the organization from the janitor on up knows and can verbalize your mission of your organization. And before, a lot of people have forgotten that, but the janitors and the food service workers in some cases have more touches with the patient than the doctor does.
Right.
And so being able to have them internalize, our core mission here is customer care and here's why, and be able to say that. And I think that requires exactly what you're talking about, a very easy, narrow, specific, no-brainer message.
And compelling,
yeah, yes. Absolutely. And that you're going to stick with that and get it 100% correctly before you even move on to the next step.
You bet. Well, really, that staff you talked about, the folks, the custodial staff and the front desk folks, those are your first touch with your market, and they're incredibly valuable in mm-hmm. terms of being advocates for the brand and for your goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So then what's the next step?
Well,
so now
I want to pull you back to that mission statement thing.
Because yes.
I can't tell you how many organizations I walk into that have a mission statement that is a half a page long. So I would encourage you as a team, you know, whatever nonprofit listeners you may have, to really open that drawer, pull out that file from 1983 and take a look at your mission statement. Uh-huh. And we're looking for a statement that's about 12 to 15 words long.
12 to 15 words long.
12 to 15 words.
Okay.
Right. That's different than a tagline. Your mission is different than your tagline.
You know, I want to talk about that a little bit, because I was looking at an organization yesterday who shall remain nameless. It's just one of the many conversations that I had. And they had a mission statement, a vision statement, mm-hmm. a purpose statement. And I went,
you bet.
First of all, what's the difference? And second of all, what's that message? I mean, what's the difference between a vision, a mission, and a purpose statement?
Well, it just depends who you talk to. I mean, it's a semantics game. And frankly, I don't care what an organization wants to call each piece, as long as they understand the purpose of it. Typically, your mission is your calling. Mm-hmm. What are we focused on doing? What is our bottom line? And within that, there are a whole bunch of different components of that, but typically your strategic plan would align underneath your mission and you would have a series of strategies. Your mission doesn't change. If it does, you got some problems.
And it's 12 to 18 words? Is that what you said?
12 to 15, typically.
12 to 15. See, I said 18 because, you know, some of us are a little...
I'm not going to throw you out for 16 or 8, but I'm just saying it's great to get it focused.
And so, I would challenge people to do that for yourself.
Right.
In 12 to 18 words. Eric, do you think you can do this? He's not. He's totally like, what? In 12 to 18 words, do you think that you can state your mission?
Hmm. No.
There's three.
I don't think I can do it.
No. No, it's hard. I mean, when you think about who I am, I mean, it's...
Well, I got to think about what my mission is.
Right. That's
the
what
most
is
important.
Your mission? To be the best radio show producer today.
Okay. Hey, I'll let you state my mission.
To be the best radio show producer today. That's only eight. Hey, man.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
That's not too bad. I couldn't do myself.
This is a place where myself or any external person who's skilled in this can really be helpful to someone, because that objectivity is really valuable in poking around and asking the questions and really getting the right questions on the table and getting the issues focused.
Well, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that, because I definitely want to poke this one a little bit further, because it's fascinating. So you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Arellano. Come on back and join us. Thank you for listening.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Arellano Consulting, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focus on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Arellano Consulting, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Dene, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Whether they're working on an automotive accident case or helping a client injured by a defective product, the Pearsons are passionate about serving their clients. Their successful approach tackles the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. Clients rave about the Pearson Law Team's savvy abilities to ensure clients' voices are heard and to demystify the legal process and explaining choices and opportunities. Contact them at 800-423-8473
or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's P-E-A-R-S-O-N LawFirm.com. Or check out WalkTheTalkWithKim.com for more.
On the AM band at 1150 and on the FM HD band at 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Arellano, and we are back for our last little segment here, but I wanted to mention a couple of things. Last week, we had Carrie Brothers with the Compassionate Listening Project, and they are still raising funding to send a delegate to Israel and Palestine to work with those individuals about compassionate listening. It's an incredible project. Love what they're doing. So if you want to get behind them and support them and send that delegate out there for goodwill, and to also give skills, actual compassionate listening skills, to leaders over there to see if there's a way that they can work together and at least find some sort of common ground. And you can get to there by going to www.compassionatelistening.org. And again, www.compassionatelistening.org. They're looking for funding, and they're also looking for delegates. So if you are one of those kinds of people and you want to go over there and learn some incredible skills and actually make a huge difference in the world, they're looking for that. And then also a little plug for me. I am hosting a 12-month 10 Essentials program, which focuses on essentials in organizational psychology to help individuals and organizations work through their people challenges. If you're a sales rep and you're selling into an organization, understanding and listening to the cues of that dynamics will help improve your sales. If you are working within organizations and you find yourself in the middle of a huge dynamic, I've got skills and techniques and tools that you'll want to learn to be able to deal with that efficiently and become the trusted advisor in any organization. And we're having that start on February 24th from 5 to 8 p.m. Go to www.walkthetalkwithkim.com for more information on those programs that are happening there. And so, Susan, welcome back. And we've spent a lot of time talking about targeting our plan.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of other processes here. So, first of all, kind of give us an overview on some of them. We're going to have Susan come back on. She didn't know this. I'm telling her you're coming back on. I hope you come back.
Is Eric going to be here?
Go through.
I'll be here.
You'll be here? Yeah, of course he will. And Eric wouldn't, he can't leave me alone now. You go, you're my rock. I need you there. But tell us a little bit about those, and then tell us about how someone can get a hold of you if they want information.
I think you're asking me to talk about the brand process. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Brand development process. Well, typically, we work through a step-by-step process, and it's usually a series of 2 to 3 hour work sessions, very interactive. And remember, if you start working on this, you don't want a consultant to come in and dump at you and tell you what your brand is. This should come from within your organization, within the mind trust of your people that are at the heart of your organization. So we talked about focusing your target audience a bit. That's certainly the first step in our process. The second step is to think about the personality of your organization. So if your organization walked in the room, what would somebody read off of you? What would strike them in terms of your personality traits? Are you friendly? Are you engaging? Are you professional? Are you high energy, trustworthy? And there are typically some very common traits that most of my clients list out. But once we get them focused, there are always a few that stand out that are unique to their organization. So I would encourage you to think about those that would make your organization and your team unique. Within that. And then once you get your traits pinned down, I'd encourage you to make two columns and really focus the most important of those. So for instance, if friendly is a trait in your organization, friendly is some things and it's not other things. And that's going to be different for every organization. So for some of them, friendly is warm and engaging. It's inclusive. It's upbeat, but it may not be gossipy. It may not be overbearing. You know, think of a big puppy that's licking your face and won't leave your side, and that can be overwhelming in an organization. So it's important to put some parameters around those traits and really help focus in on what those traits look like in your organization specifically. And the way that really plays out is your copywriters and your graphic designers come into this brand process cold, and they're going to take this document and those traits and those parameters around each trait and use them to build your unique look and feel and voice with a copy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's the whole process right there?
That's step two.
No, there's more than that,
there's
Susan.
There's tons more. I was going to breathe for a minute. Yeah, I think the next step after...
Wait, for a question. Okay. I'm sitting here going, yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about myself, and then I'm forgetting that I'm actually on the radio. So one of the questions that I asked is you focus on what you are, but also what you are not. I don't think a lot of people really do what I am not. And I talk about that in what you want. There's a lot of people that can't tell you what they want because they don't know, but they can tell you what they don't want.
You bet. People really like words and are comfortable, and other people have a hard time getting the words to really carve out that space that they really is really at the heart of what they're trying to convey. So that's why a team approach is really valuable.
And I think that you in particular in your business, because I've worked with you on this process before, I think where you're really, really skilled and where you really, really shine is that you're able to get folks thinking in the right direction. I've never heard you tell somebody what they are.
Yeah, that's not my job.
It's not
only
my
kids.
No,
I'm teasing.
And even then, I would suspect.
I'm totally teasing.
Now, is the decision something you should or should not do? That's what I really appreciate. So I would definitely encourage people to, have a consulting with you or do something
because
I think that that you get people thinking in the right direction.
Well, and lots of times, I play with words a lot. I play with words for a living. And connect, making words work for people and organizations to really capture the essence of that organization and connect with those specific hearts and brains they want to connect with. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, because we're practiced at this, we can tease some things out or put some things out for consideration that may not necessarily come naturally to an internal in-house team.
And I think people really underestimate, and this is not only for branding, but for any communications, the difficulty. I mean, philosophers and wordsmiths and songwriters have trying to do this since the beginning of man, to be able to communicate in intellectual words, emotion.
Right.
It's...
Yeah, it is tough.
Not very
And it can take an edge that you may not intend to have rapidly. So it's carving out that space that's yours with words can be tricky, especially online because there's no visual cue.
Yeah.
So, when you and I sit here and talk, I can read off of you and I can feel how my words are impacting you with the most subtle body language from you. But, and I'm sure you deal with this in your practice all the time.
Right. It's really hard to do what I do online.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's even possible. So what's the third step?
The next step in a brand development process would be to identify your value system as an organization. Typically, when people demonstrate those personality traits, the reason that they look or feel like that is because they value something underneath. It's motivating them underneath. Again, back to the same type of stuff you work with in organizations. Mm-hmm. And when we work with an organization as a client, we like to see them eventually come out through a long, long discussion and lots of collaboration. But we like to see them come out with a word that exemplifies their value. So it could be excellence or it could be innovation. It could be a lot of different things. But then we have a phrase. And part of why we do that is the document that's our deliverable at the end of this process is largely internal. It's for internal use for the most part. But the values is where it starts to be audience-facing or public-facing. And lots of organizations like to use their value system as part of their marketing.
In your experience, how many people are really truly connected with the values of their organization?
Depends on leadership.
Yeah.
And it depends on how integrated their brand is into their organization.
Mm-hmm.
Branding is really a long-range proposition, and it's top-down. It starts in the C-suite with leadership, and it should trickle down throughout every part of the organization and every function in the organization, but it doesn't
always happen. I want to hit on that a little bit, because I know we have a lot of people that are executive directors and a lot of people that aren't.
Right.
And for the executive directors out there, I think you can't stress enough how critical it is to take a moment and breathe and really think about your values and how your values are actually perceived even within your own organization.
That's right. One of the hardest things for executive directors from nonprofits to do is to get off the crazy, high speed, frantic pace they're on trying to drive all these initiatives, to manage all their volunteers, to communicate with the national level or whoever they're doing. They're so loaded with responsibility for very little money compared to the private sector. And it feels like they feel guilty about stepping off long enough and stepping to the side and really working through a process like this. But it is absolutely an invaluable decision-making tool. Once a brand is established and identified, it can really help rack and stack things when you're making decisions. It becomes a filter for your organization in terms of how we give, who we partner with, how we hire, how we fire, all those kinds of things.
I think executive directors underestimate how powerful their mm-hmm. leadership is within an organization in ways that you just don't see.
Yeah.
I know you have more. Will you come back on and can we talk about more?
Yeah, thank you.
That would be wonderful. You did a great job today. How do people get a hold of you?
You can reach me a couple different ways. You can call us at 425-531-1809. And again, I'm Susan. Or you can also feel free to email us through our website. It's www.thelassogroup.com. And you can email us at info@thelassogroup.com.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really, a great show. Oh, no, this was a lot of fun. A lot of fun for me. Thank you, Susan, so much for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. You are listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Come back on next week. We've got more coming in the months ahead. Again, www.walkthetalkwithkim. Enjoy your week.
The views expressed